Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Today's topic is immigrants and epidemics. Welcome to The Savage Nation. What the liberal media is hiding from you can be dangerous for your safety, your security, and your health. I've got to go back in time because this is a topic that I have basically been working on since the late 70s. I've been trying to warn America about what unscreened immigrants will be bringing into America. I will remind you that I worked on this in 1982, that's an 8 and a 2. Soon after getting my doctorate in 1978, I tried to publish my 7th book entitled Immigrants and Epidemics, along with the chairman, the dean actually, of one of the most important public health universities in America. I will not name him nor the university. We're talking about prestigious. And although my previous books had done well, all publishers in New York in 1982 said we cannot publish a book on immigrants and epidemics, no matter how well or factually true it is. We can't publish it for political reasons. Well, I got so angry, along with other things that were happening, that I made my radio tape and I went into radio, blah, 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 in 94. Since 94, I, like Paul Revere, have been riding across America, almost to no avail, trying to warn you what would happen if you let liberalism run amok, which it has done. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to hear this. You're not going to hear it, but we have tuberculosis, hand and foot disease, Chagos disease, previously eradicated from the area of Southern California, on the rise, and testing positive in Murrieta Border Patrol agents. Other diseases that are emerging include H1N1 swine flu, chickenpox, amongst Border Patrol agents. The Border Patrol is being threatened with lawsuits and firing if they disclose this. Congressmen are being turned away from the border as they go to investigate this surge of infected illegal aliens being thrown across the border at us. This is very serious because yesterday it reached a flashpoint when a group of 300 to 400 people blocked buses carrying illegal immigrants into their community. They said enough is enough. You're not dumping them on our shore. What they should have said is take them right to Nancy Pelosi's block on Pacific Heights. Take them right up to Broadway and drop them on Broadway outside Pelosi's house, because all of them have a spark of divinity. They have a spark of divinity? I'm sure they do. Sure they have a spark of divinity. Oh, I'm sure they do. What kind of mothers do to humans what they wouldn't do to a dog? If you drop a dog off on the side of a street and run away, you're considered a bad person. You could be arrested. But the federal government has no problem dropping children off on the side of a road? Do you understand what's going on? Do you know what this flood of incoming illegal immigrants is bringing into the United States of America? Do you know that your U.S. government officials can be arrested for refusing to protect Americans from the dangerous diseases that they're exposing us to? Do you understand that they're waging a war against conservative communities by bringing in whole populations of automatic Democrat voters, legal or illegal? Do you understand that this is not ultra-tolerance for immigrants, but a war against America? Now, back in the past, I did shows on immigrants and epidemics because I know more about it than anybody in radio, more about it than anyone in the history of radio. God bless everyone who's talking about it, but they don't know as much about it as I do because it was my field in graduate school. And back in 94, I did a tape. Back in 05, I did a tape. But most importantly, in a 2005 book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, I tried to warn America. I should have won a Nobel Prize for what I was doing. Instead, I've been castigated. Instead of winning all the prizes that an individual like me should have won, I was castigated and spat upon by the illegitimate in our media and in our government. But that didn't stop me, did it? And here I am, trying to warn you once again acting as the Paul Revere of America, once again repeating the message I've been repeating for many, many 30 years now, maybe more than 30 years. I haven't stopped, have I? Have I given up? Have I put the hat on? Have I picked up a golf club and gone off and said, the heck with it, I can't stop it? No, I haven't picked up the golf club. I picked up the microphone. I picked it up in 94, and I don't intend to put it down until God takes my cold, dead hands off the microphone. That's when I'll stop. I want to go back to liberalism as a mental disorder in the chapter called Alien Invasion. I want to read you a paragraph. This ultra-tolerance for illegals is a byproduct of liberalism and has been unchecked for decades. Not one U.S. administration since 1980 has been serious about stopping the invasion, much less controlling it. We had a glimmer of hope with President Reagan. He said the simple truth is that we've lost control of our own borders, and no nation can do that and survive. That was Reagan. And then a bushel dropped on that little light of Reagan's. While his assessment was correct, the president promptly signed legislation granting amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. Most experts agree that Reagan's move led to even more illegal immigration, not less. And I want to pause right there. Many of you glorify and sanctify Ronald Reagan. What you don't understand is he signed amnesty for millions of them. Did you know that? So if you think it's a problem that began with Obama, you're mistaken. And if you think that both parties are not in on this invasion, you're mistaken. I go on. I say it's an old lesson of economics. You get more of what you subsidize. Concessions give birth to more concessions. It's time to slam the door shut. Why does America set out the welcome mat for those who subvert our immigration procedures, who snake their way across our border just to stab us in the back? Why do we allow illegals with bogus papers to steal jobs from U.S. citizens who waited their turn and got here legally? Why do we look the other way when we know that nearly three-quarters of the cocaine and half of the heroin consumed in America enters across the U.S.-Mexican border? This is from 2005. And speaking of drugs, I wrote, here's one for you red diaper doper babies. Did you know every year the drug cartels and their warlords stuff $500 million into the back pockets of corrupt Mexican generals for the sole purpose of buying protection from armed escorts? Which begs the question, I wrote. Why doesn't the president at least call out the National Guard to stop this threat to our health, welfare, and security? This was in 2005, long before Obama. We don't know where Obama was in 2005. I don't even know if he was in office at that time. But it was Reagan doing it. And I wrote, neither Republicans nor Democrats want to stop the flow. Why, I ask? It's a little cynical, but one Cochise County sheriff who works the border put it this way. He said, people in Washington get up in the morning, their laundry is done, their floors are clean, their meals are cooked. Guess who's doing that? And I wrote, a little cynicism will keep you healthy. While America had her shirts pressed, her floors washed, and her food cooked, the guys on the front lines, the U.S. Border Patrol, with the thankless job of defending our southern flank, and I go into the numbers of how many they've, you know, intervened and grabbed. But let me read you something. I ask, who's to blame? Hypocritical politicians on the political left and right, that's who to blame. Their negligence is inexcusable. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution says this. One line. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Shall protect each state against invasion. My emphasis. And so I wrote, thanks to their failure to follow the Constitution with the same fervor with which they slavishly follow poll numbers, our borders are more porous than your grandmother's sieve. We've got money for abortion education. We've got foreign aid dollars for Iraqis and Palestinians. We've got bucks for AmeriCorps to plant trees for Earth Day, but we don't have the money to protect our borders. You get the picture. I've been at this for a long time. And we thought we had a slight victory when George Bush increased money for the Border Patrol. But little did we know that one day we would wake up to the gravest threat to our survival in the lifetime of this nation, with an alien invasion never before seen in a sovereign nation. An invasion orchestrated in the White House itself, according to everything I can discern. Orchestrated by invisible hands surrounding the president, perhaps the president himself, for reasons you can well understand by now. Reasons, of course, that are purely political and purely dangerous for the rest of the nation. Yesterday, 300 to 400 American protesters in Southern California came out with American flags, and they just said no, and they blocked the buses. It's the beginning of the next American Revolution. This is not a joke. Take a look at their faces. Women, men, children holding signs, stop illegal immigration. A crowd of them said no to this fascist government. Take a look at the faces. It says the real America. It says the real America, and you're not going to dump these on us. Then you see women with their fists raised saying, wake up America, stop illegal immigration. And then you see illegals arguing with them, getting in their face. And then you see veterans with flags, with signs that say veterans' rights first. And then you see women jumping in front of police cars, not letting the police cars interfere with the protest. And do you understand what this means? Do you understand what's going to happen when they dump them in your community? Do you understand what's going to happen when a soccer mom awakens one morning and her daughter's hair is crawling with lice? Do you understand what's going to happen when she awakens one morning and her little darling comes home testing positive for tuberculosis because one of the divinely inspired children of Nancy Pelosi was permitted to enter that classroom with tuberculosis? Now, I want to pause right here because it's easy for you to say that I'm simply an alarmist, I'm a racist, I'm a thisist, or I'm a thatist. Well, you got it all wrong. The only ist I am is an epidemiologist. I am not a racist. I am not an alarmist. I am an epidemiologist by training. This is Michael Savage. When I come back, I will play for you a tape from my show in 2005 when I tried to warn America what was coming, to no avail. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. We're talking about the invasion that is occurring on our southern border by illegal aliens under the guise of humanitarianism for children and women. This is only a part of the picture. There's a great article by Todd Starnes of Fox News. Medical staff warn, keep your mouth shut about illegal immigrants or face arrest. And a government-contracted security force threatened to arrest doctors and nurses if they divulged any information about the contagion threat at a refugee camp housing illegal alien children at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? Many of the workers wanted to talk about the contagious diseases they were seeing. They were warned that they would be arrested, according to a psychiatric counselor. The sources said workers were guarded by a security force from the Baptist Family and Children's Services, which Department of HHS hired to run the Lackland, Texas camp. Here's a kicker. The sources say security forces call themselves the Brown Shirts. Are you listening to what is coming into your country because you're such a good liberal and you don't want to be considered a racist? The workers at the camp, the health workers, were stripped of their cell phones and other communication. Anyone caught with a phone was fired. Everyone was paranoid. The children had more rights than the workers. She said children in the camp had measles, scabies, chicken pox, and strep throat, as well as mental and emotional issues. It was not a good atmosphere in terms of health, said the nurse. I would be talking to children, and lice would just be climbing down their hair. A former nurse at the camp told me she was horrified by what she saw. Quote, shall I read it to you? You had enough. These are the divine children of Nancy Pelosi. Both the counselor and the nurse said their superiors tried to cover up the extent of the illnesses. Quote, when they found out the kids had scabies, the charge nurse was adamant, quote, don't mention that. Don't say scabies. But everybody knew they had scabies. Some of the health workers were very concerned about touching things and picking things up. The nurse said the lice issue was epidemic, Mrs. Pelosi, but everything was kept hush-hush. You could see the bugs crawling through their hair, she said. After we would rinse out their hair, the sink would be loaded with black bugs. The nurse told Todd Starnes, she became especially alarmed because their files indicated the children had been transported to Lackland on domestic charter buses and airplanes. That's what alerted me, she said. Oh, my God, they're flying these kids around. Nobody knows that these children have scabies and lice. To tell you the truth, nobody knows it. So you about to fly on the July 4th weekend? Maybe you'll pick up a little visitor from the South that was left behind on the seat. Anyone listening to what I'm saying to you? You know, I want to repeat a line that I said 20 years ago on radio, which is that microbes do not discriminate. And this is aimed at Bill Maher. This is aimed at Mr. Colbert. This is aimed at the other sycophants of the Bush, of the Obama administration, who simply repeat the big government lie day in and day out in the guise of being wild and free and crazy. They are the comedians. They are the court comedians of the Fuhrer. They are the court comedians of the Emperor. They are the court comedians of the rogue president. They are the court jesters of the rogue presidency. And I pray to God that they come to understand one day that microbes do not discriminate. They don't know whether you're a sycophant of Obama or a right-winger. They don't know if you're a good liberal or a bad conservative. They don't know what your race is. They don't know what your sexual orientation is. They don't know if you're for or against contraceptives. Microbes don't know if you're gay or straight. All they know is that they see a host and they jump on it. And so if you wake up one day with one of these diseases, don't say I didn't warn you. There's not a sane nation on earth that would permit infected immigrants into their country. Not a sane nation on earth that permits this. And so by definition, we are an insane nation being ruled by an insane leadership. Now, this is nothing new. This is nothing new. I've been saying this long before I began in radio. I began in 94, but I told you in 82, I tried to publish a book on the subject. And I had six or seven books out by then. I tried to publish it along with the dean of one of the greatest schools of public health in America. Better than Harvard, by the way, but I can't mention it. He was going to be the co-author. They wouldn't touch the book. The publishers in New York would not touch it. And it leads me back to what I'm about to tell you. I am shocked and pleased to tell you that a far more important book is coming out in October from Michael Savage called Stop the Coming Civil War. I saw it, I see it, and I know what's coming. And I know that they're planning it. I know they're pushing the people to rebellion. And they want it. Do you understand that?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
You're listening to ordinary Americans blocking the infected illegal aliens on the buses in their hometowns. They're standing up to the government. This is the beginning of the next American revolution. There's only so much people will take. They will not take the Democrats dumping this in their towns. What's amazing to me is that Pelosi would go down there and commit sedition over the weekend, literally saying this is one community with a border running through it. Any other time in history, she would have been impeached the next day. There would have been an emergency session of Congress, and the woman would have been removed from office. Because that's an impeachable statement to say we have no borders. Does she think she's God Almighty? She could just dissolve a border with a movement of her tongue? Well, now the people have spoken. There's only 200, 300 of them now. Tomorrow, it may be 2,000 to 3,000. The next day, it might be 20 to 30,000. I don't know where this ends, but the people will not take Obama's strategy to change the demographics of their communities in this manner. They will not accept it. It won't happen. And I want to repeat my main one of my points, that if you dropped a dog on a highway after Christmas because you didn't want it anymore, and someone saw you doing it, you'd be arrested for probably animal abuse, which you should be. And yet these mothers, so-called, from Guatemala and El Salvador, can dump their children on the United States of America and not be arrested by the proper authorities for child abuse. The government, our government, can take them to a community and let them go in a community, and the government can't be held responsible for child abandonment. Do you have any idea what's going on? I told you about the illnesses coming in. I told you about it. Now, I want to go back in time because many people, thank God, have joined me. I know it's probably too little too late in my quest to alert America and save America in this manner. Who knows what may come of it? We may win, we may lose, we may win some, we may lose some. We may be able to stop the hordes. We may be able to scare the Democrats into stopping this when they come to understand that even the liberal Democrats will vote against them over this alone. I can guarantee you that liberal Democrats will turn on the Democrat Party once they come to understand what they're doing here. I guarantee it. Now, back in 05, I did a piece that I want you to listen to on the Savage Nation. Play it now, please, Neil.
I'm going to tell you about something that I predicted 10 years ago when I began in radio. I was called every name under the sun. I began with immigrants and epidemics. That's how I entered talk radio, because I'm a trained epidemiologist with a first-class PhD from the University of California at Berkeley, which I worked very hard for and of which I'm very proud of. When I started in radio, I did so by sending out a demo tape that incorporated the story of immigrants and the epidemics they were bringing and were going to bring into America. Now, many people heard me. They understood what I was saying. But the liberals either put their head in the sand or called me racist, whatever phobic they came up with, immophobic, I have no idea. Story came out over the weekend in WorldNet Daily about leprosy breaking out in America. I was going to say the following. He said, for example, in 40 years, only 900 persons were afflicted by leprosy in the U.S. 40 years, 900 leprosy cases. In the past 3 years, more than 7,000 leprosy cases have been presented. Leprosy is now endemic in New York City. It is being hidden by pro-immigration forces who do not want to so-called panic the population. I say they should be arrested. Their job as public health officials is to protect the public, not to protect their agenda. Lepers are coming from around the world. They're coming in through Mexico. They're coming in through JFK. They're coming into Houston. They're coming here for first-class medical treatment. Why are they coming here? Because liberals have invited them here. And the same liberals who let the terrorists in are now letting lepers into the country. Now listen to this, because you're not going to believe this. Mr. Pfeiffer, Steve Pfeiffer, head of statistics and epidemiology at the National Hansen's Disease Program, Hansen's disease is the technical name for leprosy, says that only about 24 new cases are found each year in U.S.-born patients. But he says many aliens are coming to the U.S. specifically to get treated for leprosy due to the short time between many immigrants' entry to the U.S. and their diagnosis with leprosy. Now listen carefully. This is most important. This guy, Steve Pfeiffer, says, quote, he has not issued an official report on the dangerous trend of leprosy in America, fearing that anti-immigration groups would become vocal against centers providing free health care for illegal aliens with leprosy.
Savage. Well, that was in 2005. We now have a tuberculosis epidemic that broke out in a Sacramento high school. They will not tell you it's a result of illegal aliens coming in from Mexico, El Salvador, and Guatemala. They'll let you believe that it just popped up as a spontaneous illness. We told you about the bugs crawling in the hair of many of these poor children, according to nurses who have been shut up by the border, by the U.S. government. There are giant refugee camps that are sitting there with very sick children, and they're going to release them into a community near you if they can get away with it. The rest is going to be up to you, whether you'll do what the people just did yesterday, get 300 people together with American flags and go out there and block the buses, because you can turn this around. Already Obama's backpedaling and lying in a way I've never seen him lie. He's starting to sound like a teenager who was caught out late with his father's car smoking dope. His voice sounds whiny. He's saying we're sending them back if we catch them. He's saying things that make no sense. He knows that this is going to destroy the Democrat Party, not only in 14, but in 16. He understands that the people themselves will not tolerate this, let alone the politicians may look the other way, but the people can't look the other way. Because you'll notice they're not being brought to Washington, D.C. You don't see any buses going to Washington, D.C. You don't see any buses going to Senator Durbin's backyard and saying, Senator Durbin, they're all divine little children from El Salvador. Can you please take a few? Can you be an example, Senator Durbin? Can you take a few into your house? Why isn't a bus going to Pacific Heights in San Francisco? And why aren't they asking Nancy Pelosi to set a good example? She said she can't take them all in, but she could take a dozen in her home, couldn't she? Couldn't she take a dozen of these poor divine children into her house? Couldn't Dianne Feinstein and Richard Blum, with all of their great wealth and their empty nest, take a dozen of these poor children into their home and give them the proper medical care that they need, give them the proper nutrition, to give them English as a second language? Couldn't they do that? Couldn't Barbara Boxer take a dozen or so of these children into her house? Because they all are divine. American children are nothing but dirt to them, but these children are all divine. Any child of a real American is not really divine. Only the children of a foreign nation is divine to these psychopathic liberals. Listen, I have nothing but contempt for the people who are supposed to protect this nation. I think they're all criminals. To the 99th percentile, they're gangsters and criminals. This is a criminal regime. It's a mafia regime. It's being run like a third world mafioso regime, this country. What astounds me, what really astounds me in all this, is that these criminals called senators, these criminals don't even understand that their own grandchildren will suffer from their corruption and their greed. Now, you may say they don't think it will. You're wrong. They don't even care if it would. They don't care if their own child got sick from an illegal alien with an illness. They don't care about anything but power. Do you understand? Well, there's a better way to put it. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. Lord Acton said that. A-C-T-O-N. British are real good at words, aren't they? They know how to use the English language. At least they used to know how to use the English language. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. What you are looking at now is absolute power corrupting all of them absolutely. And so it's now up to us, we the people. We the people have the power, as seen in this little community where 300 of them blocked the buses and forced them back onto the highway to take them God knows where. The fact of the matter is they could deport all of them for the same energy they're spending on bringing them in. See, that's the question you have to ask yourself. If the government is willing to spend money on buses to pick these kids up, why are they bringing them north instead of bringing them south? Why are they not bringing them back over the border and dumping them in Mexico? See, now that would be the answer. You'd say, well, it's not Mexico's children. It doesn't matter. They transited through Mexico. Therefore, it's Mexico's responsibility. If I were in charge, this never would have happened, number one, because there would have been a National Guard on our border. That's A. If I had to, I'd put tanks on the border. And don't tell me that walls don't work. Ask the Chinese about the Great Wall of China and why they built it hundreds of years ago. Do you know why the Chinese built the Great Wall of China, Mr. Obama? They built it to keep out the Mongols who were invading their country. Do you understand it's not just a tourist attraction for the First Lady? What do you think the Great Wall of China was built for? To keep out the Mongols. What is a border for but to define a nation? What is the difference between a first world nation and a third world nation? You'll soon find out. You'll soon find out, my friends, what you had and what you lost because of your weakness and your cowardice and your ultra-tolerance. Years ago, I made a comparison. I said, ultra-tolerance will kill us. It is killing us. That's why we have a man as incompetent as Obama in office. It's because of ultra-tolerance. And I made a statement about strawberries, the bobs on the berries. I talked about it. I said, if you look at a strawberry with a magnifying glass, you'll see that even the humble strawberry has small little barbs on it. And the reason nature developed these barbs on the strawberry was to keep insects from eating the strawberry to the point where the strawberry disappeared. In other words, the soft flesh of the strawberry needed to be protected. So nature evolved a small set of barbs all around that strawberry. And I talked about the barbs on our berries. And I asked what happened to the barbs on the berries of America. The answer is they've been plucked by Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer, Turban Durban. You have the list. You know what the list of villains consists of. They have all abrogated their responsibility under Article 4 of the U.S. Constitution. They are committing crimes by permitting this to happen. They should each and every one of them be held responsible in a people's court for what they are doing. And if that's what it takes, that's what it's going to happen. Mark my words, if this keeps up, it will not just be 300 people pushing a bus back. There will be mobs in the street demanding a people's tribunal for these people. I'm telling you, we're at the point of no return in this nation because of the rogue president. It's one man's opinion. Take it for what it is. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We're talking about the rogue president violating the law, abrogating his responsibilities under the Constitution by dumping millions of illegal aliens into our communities, some of whom are infected with diseases. According to the latest poll by Quinn Upiak, I'd rather call it a Mohawk poll. I can never pronounce this Quinn Upiak. I don't know why they don't change their name. It's a tribe affiliated with the Mohawks. I'm going to call the Quinn Upiak poll a Mohawk poll. And according to the Mohawk poll, Obama is the first as worst president since World War II. More voters say Romney would have been better. President Barack Obama is the worst president since World War II. 33% of American voters say in a Mohawk University national poll released today. Second amongst those worst presidents was George W. Bush. Did you hear what I just said to you? Now, you would think that he would understand that the American people don't like his policies or on to him. But no, he just said, sue me if you don't like it. I'll do what I want. So when you have a rogue president like this who is decimating America in ways you can't even imagine, in some ways you can understand, some ways you can't even imagine what's going on, that anybody would do a thing like this. You can't even accept that there's a person in office who would willingly destroy a nation. You can't accept it. You can't accept in your heart that this is not what it appears to be. You can't. You're saying, well, he's doing it because he's a minority, he's a good person, he feels for the children. Don't believe it for a second. He's more cynical than you might believe. He's decimating America's borders, language, and culture for clear goals. Clear goals. Let me take some calls. I've spoken long enough this hour. I'll be back shortly to continue my disgust with this government of ours. I wish I didn't have to do this. I wish I didn't have to fall into the category of describing to you why they are violating the law and what might happen if they keep this up. But it doesn't take a genius to understand that when little Johnny or little Janie comes home with lice crawling out of her hair or with tuberculosis, God forbid, and it's because of the nice divine child that they forced into the classroom, there are going to be a price to pay at the polls in come November when they go and they see that the Democrats did this to them. When they see that their own liberalism did this to their child, if they can ever figure that out, I'm not sure they will be able to. Let's start with WMAL in Washington, D.C. Ryan, thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
I am completely disgusted with these politicians. They act as if they have no stake in the future of this country. I mean, they can't seem to think about their own children or their grandchildren. What the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know. Pelosi's an Italian grandmother. How does she not understand what she's doing to the nation?
It's completely disgusting.
I don't understand it. Put aside Democrat. Put aside liberal. Just put sanity in front of it. How can she do this to the country?
I don't know. This woman was...
I don't know either. And here's what's even more perplexing. Her family is originally from Baltimore, which is a Democrat stronghold. If I'm not mistaken, her brother is the mayor of Baltimore, or recently was. They just said no to the illegal aliens that are being brought into America. The buses were rerouted from Baltimore, Maryland. Now, why would a liberal Democrat in Baltimore say no to the illegal alien children? It's pretty clear because the community in Baltimore consists of very poor blacks and poor whites who would have rioted and thrown them out of office if they dumped hundreds of thousands of more recipients of... let us say, the government largesse into their community, in plain English. So they were wise enough to say no. But why is Pelosi not wise enough to see the errors of her ways? I don't have an answer for you. All I know is that we've never seen anything like this in our lifetime. They're not coming here to work. Are you telling me that a two-year-old is coming here to work from Zuckerberg?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity, Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You're in contempt of Congress.
This is calculated by the president to cause controversy, hope that Congress does something, and then do the executive order, which he did. So this is what it's all about. They can't control the border.
In California, protesters are blocking buses carrying infected illegal immigrants, saying, not in my backyard. What they ought to do is route them right to Pacific Heights in San Francisco. Route them right to Sacramento to Governor Brown's mansion. Route them to all of the Democrats who are screaming so loudly about the divinity of these children while ignoring our veterans and attacking any American who stands up for borders, language, and culture. In the first hour, I told you that I've been trying to fight this battle for well over 20 years. It's actually 30 years. It's been a long time trying to warn you about immigrants and epidemics. There's almost nothing I can do to awaken the good liberal. They are blind, deaf, and dumb. I don't know what it's going to take. Perhaps the outbreak of TB in a Sacramento high school will awaken some of the good liberals. Maybe they'll put two and two together and realize that TB did not come from the air. It came from another infected individual, possibly one of our visitors from the South who came here illegally, where TB happens to be endemic. And we're talking about what needs to be done with the rogue presidency, not the imperial presidency. They all have it wrong. That was originally applied to, I believe, who was it, Nixon? No. Yeah, Nixon was called the imperial president. And I have applied the term the rogue presidency to Obama, because we have a rogue president who does what he wants, saying, I'll go and sue me. I'll sign it with a pen. Right now, he's dumping illegal aliens across America and laughing at America while doing it. I mean, it's an impeachable offense. It's an impeachable offense what he and Pelosi and the others are doing. So you say, well, where are the Republicans? They're in bed with them. But they're not the only ones in bed with them. I don't know if you watch Fox News as often as I do. When have you last seen Fox News take on the issue of illegal aliens? The answer is never, because Murdoch is on the side of amnesty for illegal aliens. And when Murdoch wants something, his stooges do what he want. What he wants them to do. Do you want me to cozy up to everyone on Fox News in order to get on the network so you can see my face? I don't really don't care whether they have me on. It doesn't matter to me. I'm telling you what I know to be a truth. Murdoch is in the amnesty camp. Murdoch owns News Corporation. So when Sheriff Arpaio, the greatest sheriff in America, got up and said that it's an attempt by the Obama administration to dump the illegals on us, calculated by the administration. Did you hear the newscaster mock him? The newscaster was doing what Murdoch and Ailes wanted him to do, which is to make a mockery of anyone who stands up to this illegal alien invasion. And so you're not going to hear about this much on the major media. The fix is in. And it's going to take the people themselves rioting to stop this. Now, I'm not behind the rioting. I don't know those people in California who just stood up and turned the buses around. I don't know them. God bless them, though. They're the real American Tea Party. They are the ones who really did throw the bales of tea into Boston Harbor. It's the equivalent of the American Revolution starting all over again. And here's the thing you don't understand. The four horsewomen of the apocalypse and Mr. Axelrod want you to revolt. There's a high probability that they want rebellion in America so that they can declare martial law and seize your guns. I know he says, now you're really, you know, right-wing maniac, nut, it's conspiracy theory. I know it sounds like that to the average dumb moron walking around in Manhattan looking at Madison Square Garden's signs. I get it. The average brainwashed dummy walking around in America could not even understand where I'm coming from. It's impossible for them. The average brainwashed American, let's say he's 25 years old, and he's been in the American school system since he's five. So he had 20 years of brainwashing. He could never understand that his own government would do this to him. He wouldn't accept it. Well, let me put it to you this way. I study this for a living. You don't. And I know more about it than you do. You can't know what's going on if you only read a newspaper occasionally or listen to headline news. You can't know what's going on. But if you study these things as I do 7 days a week for 16 hours a day, it becomes crystal clear what is going on in this nation and who's doing it to us and why they're doing it. So let me go to the calls right now. Let me start in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, on WFTL. Mariner, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. I know exactly why Obama's infusing this country with all these illegals, and it's very predictable and won't be the last time he pulls stunts like this. It's the Cloward Piven strategy, named after two Columbia professors.
I know. I wrote about it. I wrote about it in two of my last best-selling books. I know who the Cloward Pivens are.
Yeah. They advocate overwhelming the system by bloating the welfare rolls, creating legions and hordes of poor people, making the majority now over 50% dependent on the federal government or government assistance. It's all part of a strategy, and liberals, most of whom are Marxists, officially, they embrace it. The Democratic Party embraces it.
I agree, and I wrote about the Cloward-Priven system in, I think it was Trickle-Up Poverty or Trickle-Down Tyranny. I saw it for what it was. It didn't do any good. People read the book, and they didn't quite understand what I was saying. Then it was quoted widely, and it still didn't matter. Mariner, you have to understand the average American is a moron. Do you understand that?
Yeah, you can repeat it over and over on the radio. You can broadcast it, and it just bounces off the average schmuck walking around on the street.
I told you I was in Florida 3 weeks ago, and I was in the men's room. And next to me was a large, strapping young guy in his 20s. And I thought he was of Italian descent. Actually, he was. And I figured he was a conservative. It turned out he was a left-wing maniac. And he started mocking me, saying, "Oh, it's you, Michael Savage? You're a right-winger. You believe in conspiracies." I said, "Do you have any idea what you're talking about?" The child was brainwashed. If you looked at him, he looked like a handsome young man. You thought that he would be coming from an Italian family in New York. He'd have some brains. He'd know what's going on. But he didn't. He didn't know anything, Mariner. He was a product of the state-run schools and the newspapers. You understand that?
I do. And I also know why Pelosi embraces all these, low end. I mean, they're from the bottom 15 or 10% of their societies, and I know why she does it. And that's because she and her husband own labor-intensive properties and businesses. They've got a huge resort in Northern California. They own vineyards. They have the kind of businesses that profit from really low-wage...
Yeah, but why would they bring in mothers and two-year-old children? The mothers and children can't work, can they?
The kids will have a shelter, the moms will take care of them, they'll go to work, and the children will work in the fields. I mean, it's like a big plantation.
Are you telling me that the liberal is so devious that they're planning ahead for their cheap labor? Are they that devious that they're planning ahead 10, 12 years, 15 years because they want another generation of indentured servitude?
Exactly. That's exactly it. I mean, the liberals today, in their $100 billion war chest, from the Marxist billionaires and millionaires, we know them all, the Hollywood type, the Zuckerbergs, and the Rockefellers, they see themselves as the 2%. Like the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, 2% belonged to the party. Everybody else was a servant and servile. I mean, I went to Russia. I saw this. I sat in the living rooms of 2% Communist Party members. They were a privileged class, and they were...
All right, so you have experience with the Politburo types. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I've been to the Soviet Union. I was in the Ukraine. Back in those days, I had a Ukrainian Communist Party girlfriend, and I saw it from the inside out. I saw the stores that always had empty shelves. the babushka sweeping the streets with witches' brooms, you know, the drunkenness, the subsidies of alcohol in the Soviet Union, which was an opiate to keep them drunk, and it's just like...
You mean like America today, where the medical doctors are dispensing drugs not only to the population at large, but to the military in order to subdue them?
Exactly. The legalization and loosening of the restrictions on all classes of drugs, the easy availability of them, it's all calculated. It's to make the population more pliable, less perceptive, and that's what they are today. And
Marino, without disclosing any details, were you in the Foreign Service?
I was 34 years in the American Merchant Marine. I retired as a chief engineer. I spent my entire professional adult life traveling the world. And I've been to every foreign port.
So you would be the classic worker that the communists would embrace. You would be the one of the proletariat.
You're absolutely. In other words,
you would be a poster boy for the Communist Party USA of the type that they would think would be on their side, and yet you actually see the damage and dangers of their ways.
Right. Superficially, I appear that way because I belong to a labor union. But I saw the evils of that. I attempted to even reform my labor union, and it was useless. The guys that, even though they're well-educated, they were so programmed by 50 years of propaganda that they just couldn't see it. And now I've been proved right, because their medical plan is now in...
No, I know. So are you retired down in Fort Lauderdale? Is that what you are now? You're sort of retired, or you still work ships?
No, I'm retired, and I do consulting jobs. But
it must eat your heart out to see the same things that occurred in the Soviet Union being enacted upon us by Pelosi, Obama, Durbin, and the entire illegitimate.
Over the years, I saw more and more of this happening in this country. I leave it the words, the phrases, the euphemisms, all moving in that direction, and especially.
Do you realize that once these children are sent throughout America, and Obama uses an executive order to postpone deportation of these millions of young illegal immigrants, they will bring their parents in? Do you know that?
That's the anchor family, not just the parents. They'll bring the aunts, the uncles, the nieces, and any.
So he's trying to turn America into a third world nation, in plain English. I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to go a step further and tell you that this is a racist war against white people. Do you agree with me or not? Do you think there's a tinge of racism in what they're doing?
I do 100%. It's a definitely anti-white movement overall, and an anti-middle class. As you know, and as you've said, communists and Marxists despise the middle class.
That's right. And Obama has, you notice, gotten very defensive about using the word middle class lately in all of his speeches, because he knows that we're on to him. I know for a fact that the communists have always attacked the bourgeoisie. As I've said on the show over and over again, the bourgeoisie is the middle class. In the ex-Soviet Union, there was no middle class. It was only the government and then the peons, the peasants fighting over a salami in a butcher shop. And that's Obama's upbringing. He cannot help it. The man cannot help it. He despises the bourgeoisie. Thank you. And that's why he associates only with the very rich. That's why he only associates with the millionaires and the billionaires that he castigates on a daily basis. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. For those of you who are offended by my words, let me quote Winston Churchill, one of the greatest men of our time, where he wrote, shortly after World War II, when he saw what was coming, as he was trying to battle the forces of totalitarianism, and as we do so under the totalitarian presidency of Barack Obama today, Churchill's words are important when he said, no socialist system can be established without a political police. Many of those who are advocating socialism or voting socialist today will be horrified at this idea. That is because they are short-sighted. That is because they do not see where their theories are leading them. Churchill concluded by saying, no socialist government conducting the entire life and industry of the country could afford to allow free, sharp, or violently worded expressions of public discontent. They would have to fall back on some form of Gestapo. Now, that describes exactly what's happening under our socialist president today. I wrote that in Trickle Up Poverty, which was published, and by the way, was a bestseller, whether you know it or not and whether you like it or not. I could care less whether you like it or not. It was published in 2010, and it was a bestseller, whether you read it or not or whether you like it or not. I'm a best-selling author. There are a lot of people who agree with me, whether you, the brainwashed masses, do not, is somewhat irrelevant to me. Because more than 60 years after Churchill spoke these words, they describe exactly what is happening today under our socialist regime today. And I should point out that Churchill's opponent in that election, Clement Attlee, was the leader of the Socialist Labor Party. And among the issues that Attlee was promoting, you ready for this, were a national health care system and a birth-to-death welfare state, which is exactly Barack Obama's agenda. Does it start to ring a bell to you? Didn't Obama use every trick in the book to ram through socialized health care? Well, I then quoted the Cloward-Piven playbook on page 53, their strategy and what they advanced. And I think I was the first popular author to talk about it in a popular book. Since then, it's been widely disseminated. I certainly didn't discover it. But the Cloward-Piven strategy that was used is being used today by Obama and his minions. Make a crisis, make it publicly visible, make sure it involves disrupting some institutional or societal sector, capitalize on the social unrest it produces. That's exactly what he's doing with the millions of illegal aliens that he is bringing across the borders to permanently alter the demographics of America and permanently destroy the Republican Party. Talking about the case against immigration, specifically immigrants and epidemics. We're talking about the high cost of cheap labor. We're talking about what Obama is doing in violating the Constitution. We're talking about the fact that these children should be put on buses, given the medical care they need, a sandwich and some clothing, and sent right back over the border to Mexico and let the Mexicans deal with them. Since the Mexicans permitted them safe entry across their territory, it's the Mexicans who should be responsible for returning the children to the nations to the south of them. Now, if you have something to say on it, the phone number is 855-407-282. Let's begin on WBAP in Dallas. Jeff, welcome. Savage Nation welcomes you. Go ahead, please.
Michael, immigration. I live in Texas. I've been here a long time. I'm an older guy. So the immigration epidemic is nowhere near an epidemic. It's nowhere near the problem the conservative media is making it out to be. I think as conservatives, we need a much better argument.
Whoa. What do you mean it's not the problem? You mean because you don't know what's going on, it's not the problem?
I live in Texas. I know very well what's going on. Let me tell you what the real cause is.
No, let me tell you something. A U.S. congressman was just blocked from entering a child immigrant facility. He's a sitting congressman. He went to an army base in Oklahoma. They would not let him in. Is that the country you want to live in?
That's not the issue we keep bringing up with it.
Well, wait a minute. That is the issue. Why are they denying a federal representative access to a federal facility where unaccompanied children are being held? What are they hiding?
Well, I don't know what they're hiding, Michael.
Of course you don't know what they're hiding, which is why you have this Pollyanna attitude towards illegal immigrants.
Well, I live in Texas, so there's a lot more illegals here than San Francisco.
Okay. So let's start with the schools. The United States once had the highest ranking in schools around the world in mathematics and science. Where are they today?
That's not because of immigration.
Oh, yes, it certainly is. How much of the money in schools is going to English as a second language?
I don't know.
Well, of course you don't know. Ignorance is bliss. Now let's talk about our prisons, including your prisons. What percent of your population in prisons consists of illegal aliens who committed felonies? Do you know that number?
Well, federal or state, probably 20%.
Well, you're close, my friend. It's 30%. That means one out of three prisoners being cared for is here illegally, who was here illegally, committed enough felonies to wind up in jail, that is to get caught. What about the decimation of the hospitals in Texas? You're telling me that has nothing to do with the immigrant problem?
Decimated in Texas.
I'm sorry, say that again, sir.
My wife's had two liver transplants. I live here. I'm very on top of the health care debate. The hospitals are not decimated in Texas, period.
They're not decimated? Why don't you listen to what the nurses are saying rather than what you think is going on?
No, the hospitals make a lot of money here, Michael, a lot.
They make a lot of money? How do they make money?
How do they make money? Well, they're non-profit organizations, theoretically, but your favorite first...
Right, and do you know why an aspirin costs $32?
Yeah, I know why it costs $32.
That's because you're subsidizing the cost of free care for illegal aliens.
No, it's not, Michael.
Oh, yes, it is. I donate money to a local hospital. I'm one of their, let us say, favorite people. I know what's going on in their emergency rooms. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. That's why an aspirin is billed at $32. It's because they have to treat illegal aliens the same way they treat people who donate large sums of money to them. And I've been in those emergency rooms, and I've seen them bending over backwards with translators. A kid comes in with a runny nose. They have to treat him as if he's an auto wreck. They have to give him a $30,000 treatment for a runny nose if he's here from Mexico. The whole family is sitting there with them in the emergency room with three translators kissing their behinds.
50% of all health care costs in this system in the United States are spent in the last 6 months of life on unnecessary procedures, expensive drugs,
So you're saying that you would rather treat illegal aliens than older Americans, and you'd rather put the older Americans, some of whom may be veterans, and what, put them on death panels?
Not what I'm saying. What I'm saying.
It is what you just said. You just said that one-third of the health care, or whatever the percentage is, goes for older people who get too much care. Does that include veterans?
I said two-thirds, and it's not just older people, but yes, that's...
All right, so you would like to see older veterans have the plugs pulled on their lives in order to treat the young immigrants from Honduras? Is that what you're arguing?
In 4 years, I've had several relatives and friends of relatives that are in their 70s and 80s be in the hospital and want to be dead. Believe me, they were at the end of their life. And to keep them alive for that extra week or two and to do that extra bypass and that extra surgery and have another specialist come in and waste another $72,000 for an extra 48 hours of life is completely absurd.
Then you sound so impassioned about the subject, I think you should volunteer to go on one of Obama's death panels. Then you can sit there like God Almighty and tell them, don't give him the treatment, let him die. I mean, that's what it sounds like you want to do.
Do you know
that county hospitals in Dallas County are funded by taxpayers and are overrun by immigrants using the facilities? You know that, don't you?
That's the county hospitals. That's a very small percentage of our health care costs. Tiny.
Oh, it's tiny. I see. And what's the largest cost in our health care system?
The largest cost is unnecessary procedures and drugs.
Okay, so as I say, you're very knowledgeable and impassioned about it, and you'd like to see your relatives denied these things. I think that you should volunteer to work for one of the Obamacare death panels. I mean, you seem to know so much about it.
Michael, my relatives...
Why don't you go to work for a VA hospital? Why don't you volunteer to be on the death panel at your local VA hospital so when an old guy from World War II is useless to America, when he comes in for that last bypass for a few more weeks of life, maybe to give his blessings to his grandchildren, you can say you're not entitled to it. I mean, that would save us a lot of money. And think of all the divine children from Honduras that could be helped instead of the old World War II veteran who we don't need anymore.
The reason I'm not going to do that is because I'm not a government turd, but I will tell you this. I'm not going to sit on a death panel. I'm not going to go work at a VA hospital, okay? I'm not a government turd. It's not what I do for a living. But what I will tell you is I've been in a hospital room with somebody where they're saying, you need the surgery, you need the surgery, and they're saying, no, 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 I don't. I'm 72 years old. I don't want you to drill into my brain, release the fluid. I've had a stroke. Let me die peacefully. And the doctors are the ones pushing.
I agree with that part of your argument, but the trafficking in the millions of illegal aliens is quite another story. I think that we should also focus on the middle class that's being decimated by the illegal aliens from Mexico and Central America. Do you know that back in the 19, before the 1970s, black and white American workers in Miami's construction industry earned middle class wages and had middle class benefits and lived middle class lives? And then after, what was it, Kennedy? It was Kennedy who inadvertently aimed mass immigration right at America's middle class and brought in all of this cheap labor. The black and white American worker was shafted by that. You know that because the wages went down.
Well, here's the good news. Let me tell you what you've been misinformed regarding the health care debate on and the cost. Here's the best solution to our health care system. The average health insurance policy costs $300.
Sir, you missed my main point. Let's start again. Let's take a deep breath. Did you hear the opening about immigrants and epidemics?
Yes.
Okay. Are you not concerned about the illnesses that are being brought in with these children?
I'm not.
Are you not concerned with the fact that a sitting member of Congress in Oklahoma who visited an army base to visit the illegal immigrant children was blocked from getting in there? What would be the reason for blocking him, giving him no access?
I don't know, and I don't care. I don't think that's the important part.
So you're an ignoramus. Jeff, look, let me explain something. You're full of yourself, and you think you know everything, but you're really starting to sound like you don't care what the truth may be. You made your mind up, and you're not listening to anything that is being said to you. How is the United States going to absorb millions upon millions of illegal immigrants, many of whom are diseased? Just tell me dollar-wise how we're going to do that.
I'll tell you how we're going to do it. There's two sides to it. There's 10 million, 11 million supposedly illegal immigrants.
No, sir. That's the government number, and they lie about everything. There's about 30 million.
Okay, that's fine. So let's use 30. Half of those people are here legally on a work visa. They've overstayed the visa. I don't have that big of a problem with that part of the equation.
What about the children who don't work, who are sitting at home? What about the 6 to 8 children that they have at home collecting benefits from the U.S. government and being educated at the U.S. taxpayers' at the U.S. taxpayers' expense? Who's paying for those costs?
What benefits are the kids? I'll tell you what the costs are since you keep interrupting me.
It's not your show. It's my show. You're interrupting me. You've got it all upside down. You're full of yourself, but you have not yet addressed one of the important points, which is immigrants and epidemics. You won't acknowledge the lice. You won't acknowledge the scabies. You won't acknowledge the tuberculosis epidemic that just broke out in a Sacramento high school. You are putting your head in the sand to make your point.
Okay, so here's the numbers. For every 10 million illegal immigrants, if they suck the system for $1,000 a month, like somebody on welfare in the ghetto, for every 10 million people at $1,000 a month, it's $10 billion. It's $100 billion a year. For what our government wastes and spends, Michael, that's a rounding error. The money is not, you haven't even factored in the immigrants that come here and work and go spend their $500 a week.
Whoa. Don't tell me that it all trickles down. I know about the trickle-down economy that you're talking about. It doesn't work because they send about $25 billion of the money out of the United States every year to their home country. So you're wrong about that. They send it home through Western Union or bring it in cash. So you're making up a big story here. They do not contribute to the tax base whatsoever. They get free medical care. They get free welfare. They get free phones. They get free insurance. They get free legal care. Who do you think is paying for that?
Well, I happen to be in the car business where several of my dealer customers finance cars to these people. They see exactly what they make. They're trying to get legal and pay taxes, and they can't. But if they make $700 a week and they make $2,800 a month, many of them are already on the tax rolls with some type of Social Security number. It may not even be theirs.
That's right. And so they're making $2,800 a month. And how much are they costing us with the number of children that they have at home and their wife who does nothing but take care of the children?
Well, not much. I mean, how much are our children costing?
Well, no. Don't change the subject. We're talking about apples and oranges.
A couple hundred a month.
We're talking about legitimate citizens and illegal citizens.
Okay. Well, how much are they costing us? You haven't spit out a number yet.
How much is who costing us?
Illegal.
Well, let's put it this way. They're costing us more than we can afford, which is why we're bankrupt.
Bankrupt. We're bankrupt because this government buys $22 nails and $1,800 toilets.
You're changing the argument. You sound as though you work for a Democrat congressman rather than for an auto dealership. And what you're doing is you're changing the subject at every turn. The case against immigration runs on many levels. One of them is economic, but there's also a social level, an environmental level, a moral level, which you won't even acknowledge. Do you acknowledge that the Mexicans in particular are extremely patriotic to their own country and will never, ever, ever adapt to American culture?
Okay. So?
I'm just asking you. Does it not offend you that they won't learn English? Does it not offend you that they spit on the American flag at sporting events? Does it not offend you that they don't respect our borders, language, or our culture? That doesn't mean anything to you?
Some of that, Michael, does offend me, but that's not...
Aren't you proud to be an American, and aren't you willing to stand up for your own nation instead of letting illegals run all over your own culture?
Michael, I live in a state with millions of these people, and that's not the average illegal immigrant.
What do you mean that's not the average illegal immigrant? Have you turned on HBO Sports lately or Showtime Boxing and seen what goes on in the arenas?
If I was you, I would say, hey, is that where you get your news, HBO Sports? No, I don't need to watch HBO Sports.
No, I didn't ask you if that's where you get your news. I asked you, have you seen the behavior of crowds in sporting arenas?
Yeah, there's people that act crazy and ignorant.
You're missing the point again. You're missing the point. They're waving Mexican flags in the United States of America. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Go try to wave an American flag in Mexico and see what happens to you. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, that it goes beyond dollars and cents in some cases?
Yeah, but the dollars and cents...
Do you actually believe that these 30, 40, 50 million illegal aliens are going to become Americans in the sense that your let's say, ancestors did?
I don't care if they do or not. It's not.
All right, so there's the crux of the argument. You are, in essence, a man without a country.
So I am.
You're a man without a country. You have no faith or no belief in your own nation. And that's why we're having this argument. You don't care about America. All you do is care about selling broken cars to poor, undocumented workers. You want to make a quick buck off their backs, and you could care less what happens to your country. And I guess that's why you're making an argument in favor of illegal immigration. And on that note, I'll have to say, sayonara, buddy.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Middle-class families can't wait for Republicans in Congress to do stuff.
Do stuff. What a president.
So sue me. As long as they're doing nothing, I'm not going to apologize.
I could never believe that I would have a president who is so illiterate that he would use phraseology such as to do stuff, so sue me. Now, by the way, the images that you're seeing on your television screen today of the importation buses being blocked by Americans waving flags is a seminal moment in your life. I am going to make a statement today that you'll see the truth of it in years to come. That image is the same as Chinese standing in front of tanks in Tiananmen Square. Do you remember that image of the Chinese who stood in front of tanks in Tiananmen Square and turned them back? Do you understand that the American patriots, the men and women who stood up to those buses down in Southern California blocking the so-called Homeland Security buses carrying illegal immigrants and made them go backwards, do you understand that that's our Tiananmen Square moment? That's what I see. Now, in the last segment, I had a discussion with a caller who was adamant that they don't cost us very much. Well, here's a little bit more information for him and everyone else. In America, illegal aliens are sending home $120 billion to their families back home. $120 billion untaxed dollars is being sent back to their families. $120 billion was sent by workers to families abroad, making it the largest sender of remittances in the world. 23 billion to Mexico, 13 billion to China, 10 billion to India, 10 billion to the Philippines.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Middle class families can't wait for Republicans in Congress to do stuff. So sue me. As long as they're doing nothing, I'm not going to apologize for trying to do something.
You understand that he sounds like a child? Did you hear that? That's the president of the United States voted the worst president in the last 70 years, which I think is an understatement. I believe he should have been voted the worst president in the history of the nation. I don't know of any president who's been worse. Everything he's touched has gone against the nation. There's nothing he's done that's for the nation. Nothing. But this is not about what he's done. It's about what he's doing and what he's liable to do and the surge of illegal aliens that he's bringing across the border on purpose will be something that we'll never, ever recover from. Now, I've studied immigration going back to the early great waves, and there have been great waves. I'm the son of an immigrant. In 1880, the volume of annual immigration more than doubled over what it had been during each of the previous 4 years. So it's not the first time that the nation has been overrun with great waves of immigrants. Let's not be childish about it. Why were they brought in? As laborers. And there was a lot of anger then. Why was there anger? Because manufacturers were importing foreign workers to fight the pressures upon them from U.S. workers for an 8-hour workday and for other improvements in working conditions. Does that not sound why Mark Zuckerberg wants illegal immigrants to work for Facebook? He doesn't have enough billions. He needs lower wages. Do you understand? Do you understand what this is all about? Then you go on to the 1882 era, 1885. And then you had a great wave coming in from Europe. There was a great outcry against the Irish and the Italians and the Jews. It went on then. However, it's not the same. Now, why is it not the same? And this is something you have to understand. It's not the same for a number of reasons. And the number one reason was, A, we had quarantine for ill people. You could not come in here if you were carrying a disease. Right now, Obama's bringing in many diseased immigrants, and some think on purpose, by the way. The Godfather showed that image, which I've talked about for 10 years, where little Don Corleone is put in quarantine because he has some disease. Nobody dumps a sick person into a healthy society unless they have a malicious intent. Another main difference between past waves of immigration and today is the fact that there was no safety net for the immigrants. They didn't come here and get a free cell phone. Of course, there was no cell phone. They didn't get welfare. There was no welfare. No one gave them food stamps. There were no food stamps. No one gave them free lawyers from Harvard and NYU. Nobody would even think of hiring a lawyer to work for an illegal immigrant in 1880, 1900. Impossible to believe. So they came here. Many of them came here to work, and they did work. And their families were at home working. The children worked, by the way. In order to pay for the daily bread, the children had to work. My father went to work on a laundry truck driven by a horse, if you can believe it. I swear to God. He told me a story. He drove a laundry truck at age 13 or 11. I don't remember what. 11. He was a driver of a laundry truck. It sounds almost like another era. And a horse-drawn laundry truck in the streets of Manhattan. Would you believe this? And he said the horse bolted, pulled him off the driver's seat, and he fell into a spike and it cut through his leg. I remember the story vividly because I could not imagine, I couldn't get it around my head, that my father was actually in an era where they drove wagons with horses. But he was an immigrant kid. His father was a tailor. He didn't have enough money. The kid went to work. Then his father died at 47 from overwork, from a heart attack, etc. And so I am man-child in the promised land. I'm actually a first-generation American. I know distinctly what immigration is because I come from an immigrant family. I have one foot in the immigrant world and one foot in the non-immigrant world. And I'm extremely protective of the national identity that I was granted here as an American. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I don't have any other words for it. I was taught to revere America for being the land of opportunity, the land of milk and honey. And believe me, they worked very hard, and they all didn't make so much money. Most of them didn't. I only knew poor people. None of them became great, wealthy men. They wanted to, but they couldn't. But that's not the point. Today we have the exact opposite happening to the country. You've got a group of psychopathic anti-American communist elites who are not bringing them in here to work necessarily. They're bringing them in here for quite other reasons. One is to permanently change the demographics against the European American. I mean, let's be blunt about it. That's the subtext of all of this. And I can almost prove it to you right now. Let me prove it to you. Why are they bringing in hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from Honduras and Guatemala, and they will not grant the green card to blonde girls with blue eyes from Sweden? I said it like it is. Hard for you to bear. I understand that, because this now starts to rub a very raw nerve. And you don't want to know about this. You just want to argue about the diseases and the costs, which is very important, are very important topics. But there's a racial element that nobody dares touch. No one will touch the third rail of talk radio. But I know how to walk on the third rail, like some can walk on water. I can walk on the third rail. And do you know what my greatest protection is? The truth. The greatest protection for the things I say is the fact that it's true. They will not grant green cards to young ladies from Sweden, for example, because they're not of the right composition for this administration. They will grant not green cards, but complete amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens. Why? Why are they dumping them in largely white, conservative Republican communities? You think it's not by design? You think it's by accident? They're not bringing them to Nancy Pelosi's backyard? Why are they not bringing them to Baltimore? Why are they not bringing them to Pacific Heights in San Francisco? Think about, where are they dumping them? They're dumping them into white conservative communities. Now, you all know what they've done over the years with Section 8 housing, don't you? You know about all the liberals in Westchester, Marin County, wherever you may be, who scream bloody murder when they hear about Section 8 housing. They didn't want it. Not in my backyard. NIMBA. Not in my backyard. Well, right now it is in your backyard. Very soon they will be in your backyard. Barbara Boxer's backyard will be overflowing. Or will it? No, it won't. Because it's 80% Democrat, Socialist, Communist already. You don't have to bring in more of them. So where are you going to put them? You're going to look for some conservative community in Northern California to see if you can change that community. Do you have any idea how devious this is? How illegal this is? How criminal this is? Do you understand that you have a criminal regime that requires U.S. citizens to stand up to them? There's nothing else that's going to work. The 200 to 300 who stood up to the buses, as the Chinese did in Tiananmen Square to tanks. I'll say it again. The proud Americans who stood up to the importation buses. And you saw the buses backing up in Southern California yesterday. It's been all over the news, except in San Francisco where they won't show it. Is the equivalent of Tiananmen Square where the Chinese stood up to a tank. That's right. And these 200 are the advance guard of a future action in America that will grow and metastasize into 2,000, 3,000, 30,000. And the people I most pity in all of this are the highway patrol, the sheriff's departments, the border patrol, who are caught between a corrupt, illegitimate government dumping illegal aliens into communities and the people themselves. Because many of these police are from the communities. And wait until something is provoked. Mark my words as I stand here. I will make a prediction that there's a high likelihood that this corrupt gangster regime will send an agent provocateur into the crowd of protesters against these buses who will shoot up one of these buses. Mark my words, there's going to be an agent provocateur put into the crowd by this corrupt regime. It's happened in other despotic regimes before, and there's no reason to believe that these despots will not resort to such low behavior. No reason whatsoever. They are capable of decimating a nation. If they're capable of burning a nation to the ground to get their way, what might they do to this nation to retain their power? It's an eerie thought, and I realize that many of you aren't ready for this and you don't want to hear it and you think it's conspiracy theory. But virtually everything that I predicted over the last 20 years, unfortunately, has happened. I'm telling you, I've known for this in my own family. I mean, people who are not even political in my family have said to me, you know, Michael, the things you've written about and the things that you've talked about. Look, trickle-up poverty, stopping Obama's attack on our borders, economy, and security. Has he not done that? Has he not attacked our borders, economy, and security? Liberalism is a mental disorder. What was that book about? I tried to talk about the alien invasion in 2005. In 1982, I tried to publish a book called Immigrants and Epidemics. And after seven published books, New York wouldn't touch it because they were afraid of the political ramifications. And so here we are today. I can see ahead. I'm one of those people who can see around corners. I can see the future. It's very, very grim. It's not going to turn out very well for this nation, nor for you individually. Because when you have a gangster regime desperate to hold on to power as they lose the popular vote, they will revert to things that you can't even imagine would have happened in this country. And you're going to have to look to foreign countries to see what happens when tyrants are confronted by the people. And that is a prediction of what's going to happen in this country, because this is a, make no mistake about it, this is a tyrannical regime. And the tyrannical regime has been found out. Their popularity is at the lowest level since World War II. That includes Pelosi, that includes Feinstein, includes Boxer, it includes Durbin, it includes Harry Reid. They're hated. They're hated by their own Democrat Party. The Democrat voters hate them because of their imperious ways. I've run into Democrats who've told me that they wish to God they could get rid of these old guard because they know that they're corrupt. I run into Democrats who say to me, Michael, I'm a liberal, but I love your show. Well, how could you love my show and be a liberal? She said, well, because we agree with you that we need a change in both parties. What do you think they're saying? They're saying they know that the old guard is crushing our borders, language, and culture, and they don't like it either. You think every liberal Democrat wants to see America destroyed? Don't be that naive to think that. And so as despots get pushed to a wall, they're capable of desperate acts. And I'm afraid that that's what we're going to see very shortly. And I believe it's going to be through the acts of an agent provocateur. And I believe that you'll have to study history to understand what's going to happen. But one thing is sure about history, and it's been written by wiser men than me. One thing is sure about history, which is that people do not learn from history. This is Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about the border crisis that was triggered by Obama and his minions on purpose. We know that he's going to delay deportations. We know that many of them are coming in with diseases. We know that there's a reason behind this. We know that mixed in with the Guatemalans and El Salvadoran children, the divine people that Nancy Pelosi can't get enough of, apparently, except in her backyard, there are Chinese nationals. There are Middle Easterners of unknown origin. There are Chinese young girls being brought in for slave labor. And you're not seeing any of this in your local useless government newspaper. We understand that. So we have a job ahead of us, but the question is, what can we do about it? The answer is everything. There used to be a bumper sticker in the 70s, when the leaders won't lead the people need to lead the leaders. Remember that? That was a liberal statement. When the leaders won't lead the people must lead the leaders. What do you think that meant? It meant that the 300 people who stood up with American flags yesterday and made those importation buses back up are leading the leaders. They're telling Pelosi, take him to your house. They're telling Obama, put him in the White House lawn. Borders don't work. Fences don't work. They work for Israel. Israel is being decimated by suicide bombs day after day. People being blown to pieces by the Palestinians till they built a wall. And then what happened? You haven't seen any suicide bombings recently, have you? The Chinese, in historical times, built the Great Wall of China. Why? Would they want to just do a construction project for a make-work project to spend money? No, they built it to keep out the Mongol hordes. That's what the Great Wall of China was built for. That's why we have borders, to keep out people who will decimate our nation. Now we have a government that works for them. A government that works not for the people, but against the people. So you have to ask yourself, how did this happen? How did it become so upside down? Well, you look, there's hundreds of answers to this question. And I could do 20 years of shows right now, but I'm not going to do another 20 years of shows. I can only do another, 30 minutes of shows today. But my point is quite clear. The diseases we've been talking about are not made up. They're being reported by health workers who were in there. The nurse who said the lice issue was epidemic. She said she was not allowed to talk about it. She said you could see the bugs crawling through their hair. Quote, after we would rinse out their hair, the sink would be loaded with black bugs. Close quote. Shall I go on, or is that upsetting you before Labor Day, before a July 4th holiday? You don't want to hear about it. You want to stick your head in the sand and call anybody who elucidates scabies, the scabies that the nurses are reporting, the tuberculosis that the Border Patrol is now testing positive for. You want me to bury that so you can feel good about yourself? Okay, I don't blame you. If you want to be another dumb American with his head in the sand and focus on a hot dog, go ahead and do it. I can't help you. But I have a job to do. The nurse said, quote, they're going to crush the system. We can't sustain this. They are overwhelming the system, and I think it's a travesty, said a health worker who was threatened with her job. Let's go to a quick caller in Las Vegas, KBET. Julie, go ahead, please. Tell us what's going on in Las Vegas.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for taking my call. I listen to your show every day faithfully, and I agree with everything, almost everything you say. I live in Las Vegas. I work at the hospital. It's unbelievable. I lived in San Francisco for 2 years before I moved here, and it was difficult there, working for a big corporation there.
Tell me what the Las Vegas hospitals are looking like today with the illegal aliens. Make it simple, 30 seconds or less.
They're unbelievable. We are informed on a daily basis that we need to speak to them in Spanish. If we can. If we can't, we have all these translators that they pay overtime, big bucks.
Well, we are being told that TB, hand and foot disease, and Chagos disease are being brought in by this new wave from Honduras and El Salvador, many of whom are from the far distant countryside, never before having seen a doctor. What sane nation would do this to a population?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Talking about the invasion that is occurring on our southern border by illegal aliens under the guise of humanitarianism for children and women, this is only a part of the picture. There's a great article by Todd Starnes of Fox News. Medical staff warn, keep your mouth shut about illegal immigrants or face arrest. And a government-contracted security force threatened to arrest doctors and nurses if they divulged any information about the contagion threat at a refugee camp housing illegal alien children at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? Many of the workers wanted to talk about the contagious diseases they were seeing. They were warned that they would be arrested, according to a psychiatric counselor. The sources said workers were guarded by a security force from the Baptist Family and Children's Services, which Department of HHS hired to run the Lackland, Texas camp. Here's a kicker. The sources say security forces call themselves the Brown Shirts. Are you listening to what is coming into your country because you're such a good liberal? And you don't want to be considered a racist? The workers at the camp, the health workers, were stripped of their cell phones and other communication. Anyone caught with a phone was fired. Everyone was paranoid. The children had more rights than the workers. She said children in the camp had measles, scabies, chicken pox, and strep throat, as well as mental and emotional issues. It was not a good atmosphere in terms of health, said the nurse. I would be talking to children, and lice would just be climbing down their hair. A former nurse at the camp told me she was horrified by what she saw. Quote, shall I read it to you? You had enough. These are the divine children of Nancy Pelosi. Both the counselor and the nurse said their superiors tried to cover up the extent of the illnesses. Quote, when they found out the kids had scabies, the charge nurse was adamant. Quote, don't mention that. Don't say scabies. But everybody knew they had scabies. Some of the health workers were very concerned about touching things and picking things up. The nurse said the lice issue was epidemic, Mrs. Pelosi, but everything was kept hush-hush. You could see the bugs crawling through their hair, she said. After we would rinse out their hair, the sink would be loaded with black bugs. The nurse told Todd Starnes she became especially alarmed because their files indicated the children had been transported to Lackland on domestic charter buses and airplanes. That's what alerted me, she said. Oh, my God, they're flying these kids around. Nobody knows that these children have scabies and lice. To tell you the truth, nobody knows it. So you about to fly on a July 4th weekend? Maybe you'll pick up a little visitor from the South that was left behind on the seat. Anyone listening to what I'm saying to you? You know, I want to repeat a line that I said 20 years ago on radio, which is that microbes do not discriminate. And this is aimed at Bill Maher. This is aimed at Mr. Colbert. This is aimed at the other sycophants of the Bush, of the Obama administration, who simply repeat the big government lie day in and day out in the guise of being wild and free and crazy. They are the comedians. They are the court comedians of the Fuhrer. They are the court comedians of the Emperor. They are the court comedians of the rogue president. They are the court jesters of the rogue presidency. And I pray to God that they come to understand one day that microbes do not discriminate. They don't know whether you're a sycophant of Obama or a right-winger. They don't know if you're a good liberal or a bad conservative. They don't know what your race is. They don't know what your sexual orientation is. They don't know if you're for or against contraceptives. Microbes don't know if you're gay or straight. All they know is that they see a host and they jump on it. And so if you wake up one day with one of these diseases, don't say I didn't warn you. There's not a sane nation on earth that would permit infected immigrants into their country. Not a sane nation on earth that permits this. And so by definition, we are an insane nation being ruled by an insane leadership. Now, this is nothing new. I want to go back to liberalism as a mental disorder in the chapter called Alien Invasion. I want to read you a paragraph. This ultra-tolerance for illegals is a byproduct of liberalism and has been unchecked for decades. Not one U.S. administration since 1980 has been serious about stopping the invasion, much less controlling it. We had a glimmer of hope with President Reagan. He said the simple truth is that we've lost control of our own borders, and no nation can do that and survive. That was Reagan. And then a bushel dropped on that little light of Reagan's. While his assessment was correct, the president promptly signed legislation granting amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. Most experts agree that Reagan's move led to even more illegal immigration, not less. And I want to pause right there. Many of you glorify and sanctify Ronald Reagan. What you don't understand is he signed amnesty for millions of them. So if you think it's a problem that began with Obama, you're mistaken. And if you think that both parties are not in on this invasion, you're mistaken. I say it's an old lesson of economics. You get more of what you subsidize. Concessions give birth to more concessions. It's time to slam the door shut. Why does America set out the welcome mat for those who subvert our immigration procedures, who snake their way across our border just to stab us in the back? Why do we allow illegals with bogus papers to steal jobs from U.S. citizens who waited their turn and got here legally? Why do we look the other way when we know that nearly three-quarters of the cocaine and half of the heroin consumed in America enters across the U.S.-Mexican border? This is from 2005. And speaking of drugs, I wrote, here's one for you red diaper doper babies. Did you know every year the drug cartels and their warlords stuff $500 million into the back pockets of corrupt Mexican generals for the sole purpose of buying protection from armed escorts? Which begs the question, I wrote, why doesn't the president at least call out the National Guard to stop this threat to our health, welfare, and security? This was in 2005, long before Obama. We don't know where Obama was in 2005. I don't even know if he was in office at that time. But it was Reagan doing it. And I wrote, neither Republicans nor Democrats want to stop the flow. Why, I ask? It's a little cynical, but one Cochise County sheriff who works the border put it this way. He said, people in Washington get up in the morning, their laundry is done, their floors are cleaned, their meals are cooked. Guess who's doing that? And I wrote, a little cynicism will keep you healthy. While America had her shirts pressed, her floors washed, and her food cooked, the guys on the front lines, the U.S. Border Patrol, with the thankless job of defending our southern flank, and I go into the numbers of how many they've, you know, intervened and grabbed. But let me read you something. I ask, who's to blame? Hypocritical politicians on the political left and right, that's who to blame. Their negligence is inexcusable. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution says this. One line. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, shall protect each state against invasion, my emphasis. And so I wrote, thanks to their failure to follow the Constitution with the same fervor with which they slavishly follow poll numbers, our borders are more porous than your grandmother's sieve. We are talking about the flood of illegal aliens being brought over the border by Obama and his minions, pretending they're not doing it. You know what I figured out over the other night? Here's what came to me. The reason we have trouble with this guy is because he was never made to be a president. He is a superb community organizer. It's all he knows how to do. Now, if that means ushering in a million or 30 million illegal aliens into your communities to skew the vote forever, hey, that's community organizing. He doesn't give a rat's you-know-what about America. All he cares about is organizing the communities that represent his doxy, his points of view, his left-wing points of view. So with regard to his orientation, which is community organizing, he's superb. But he's not made to be the leader of a nation where there are disparate elements and disparate opinions and a multiplicity of goals and aspirations, but more importantly, a single constitution. He doesn't give a damn about the Constitution or the people. He cares only about community organizing for his left-wing fanaticism. That's why the world is falling apart. He is incapable of being a world leader, let alone a national leader. All he is a community organizer. It's all he ever has been. And he doesn't know how to stop. And that's the danger we're in. See, the bad part of this story is that's why we're in danger. We have an out-of-control rogue community organizer who seized the reins of power and is literally taking the team of horses into a cliff, over a cliff, into a sea, and he's taking us with him. Only he wouldn't know that because his four horsewomen of the apocalypse advisors are exactly on the same cart with him. We had a victory, a temporary victory. I pointed out, be careful, because I pointed out that we've had another president, at least one in the past, who also didn't like what the Supreme Court did. And he said to them, now that you've made your decision, rule. He said it in a different way. This was way back when, in 1832. You may say, okay, I just went to sleep. I'm a modern person. I have an iPhone. I don't care about 1832. That's dead America. That's old stuff. Well, let me tell you what it was. It's a simple case. It has to do with the Cherokees, the Cherokee Indians who had lived in this area that became the state of Georgia for millennia. The Cherokees had lived in that area for millennia, what, 20,000 years? And all of a sudden there was a ruling by the Supreme Court that said the state of Georgia in which they were living had no authority over the Cherokees living on territory held by the Cherokee Nation. So they were in favor of the Cherokee Nation having their own sovereignty. That's what the Supreme Court said. The Native Americans have their own sovereignty. Well, the president at that time, Andrew Jackson, was a dictator. And after Supreme Court Justice Marshall read the Supreme's decision, President Jackson said, Marshall has made his decision, now let him enforce it. Now, I remember that. It stuck with me now all these 30, 40 years, because what it was an example of a power-mad president who said, I have the army, you have nothing. And I never forgot that. He was saying power comes out of the barrel of a gun, like Mao Zedong did a long time after 1832. Remember Mao Zedong, the murderer, the mass murderer that caused the death of 60 million of his fellow Chinese? Because he instituted policies that are in many ways like the policies we're seeing emerge here in the United States of America. You heard me. I'm a student of history. And Mao Zedong said power comes out of the barrel of a gun. Now, what President Jackson was saying basically was, the Supreme Court has made their decision, now let them enforce it. You hear this? Now, that may not be the exact remark, but what we're saying is power comes out of the barrel of a gun. And what happened as a result was this Indian-hating president wound up afterwards, years later, that 45,000 Indians living in the southeastern United States were forcibly removed from Georgia on a trail of tears and sent to Oklahoma. Many of them died on the trip. He hated the Indians. And so that's why he dismissed Marshall's decision. So the moral of the story is, this is not over yet. I was looking at my dog under the desk as I broadcast here. Teddy, with the big ears, the poodle, toy poodle. He's no toy, jumped in the bay again to try to rescue somebody, but he doesn't know how big he is. Try to rescue a 240-pound ocean swimmer. He's 10 pounds, go figure. But as he sleeps underneath my desk, I realize something. God gave poodles big ears, you know why? So they could sleep during the day without having to put in electric shades on the windows. I mean, just think how wonderful that is. Teddy, you don't know how lucky you are. God gave you one suit of clothing and one pair of shoes for your whole life, and you never have to go shopping again. Our clothing, we have to mail to the White House when it gets worn out, so we can give them to the illegal aliens. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Listen, as we come to the end of hour number three of the Savage Nation, here's what you missed. We talked about immigrants and epidemics, a subject that I have been trying to warn America about since 1981. I got my PhD at the University of California in epidemiology and human nutrition in 1978. I've been trying to alert America to the dangers of unscreened immigrants swarming over the borders to no avail. I should have been given a Nobel Prize for what I've been doing. Instead, I've been castigated and reviled. But today, again, we're talking about immigrants and epidemics, a subject I have been talking about, as I tell you, on the radio since I began. And I'm going to read to you all of the sound bites that we've played today on this show. We haven't gotten to all of them, but it summarizes today's Savage Nation show. So from 2009, we played the Michael Savage tape on illegal Mexican immigrants and the epidemics they're bringing in, including the deadly swine flu. We played a tape on the protesters blocking buses carrying illegal immigrants festering with diseases. We talked about the Murrieta Border Patrol agents testing positive for tuberculosis, hand and foot disease, and Chagos, all eradicated previously from the area. Only when television talkers come down with these diseases would you see something happen. Only when you see the loudmouth potheads who pretend to be comedians on the television coming down with deadly illnesses will they come to understand the idiocy of their ways. Other diseases emerging among the Border Patrol agents. Pay attention. Pay attention, Mr. Colbert. Pay attention, Bill Maher, the yacker. Pay attention, all of you smart alecks in the media. Other diseases emerging among our Border Patrol agents from this swarm of infected illegal aliens is H1N1 swine flu, chickenpox. There are other diseases coming in. Let us pray that you and the media who are so swami about this do not contract tuberculosis from one of your good friends from south of the border. Also on the sound bites, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, God bless him, says the dumping of illegals is a calculated move by the administration. Thank you, Joe. A smart aleck Democrat says that perhaps we should just build a fence with a moat and alligators. My answer is you should be on the other side of the moat. Obama says go ahead and sue me. He's trying to push another make-work project for the road builders of America, saying, oh, the highway plan, it's not crazy, it's not socialism, it's not the imperial presidency. In other words, we're getting to him. Do you understand we're getting to him? He sounds like a whiny teenager. Unfortunately, he owns an army, the most powerful army in the world. Okay, there's plenty of things we've talked about. Plenty. And we're going to continue to talk about them until eventually the American people rise up en masse and change this nation from the inside out, or we'll have nothing left to change. In Europe, it's happening. A new right-wing leader in Britain slammed the old leadership of the European Union and screamed at them. He said, you're like a bunch of old communists. He sees what the EU is. I see what the EU is. I see what the USS of A has become. Do you? No, this is not an imperial presidency, but as I defined it, a rogue presidency, picked up today by several writers who did not acknowledge my statement, as I would expect. But as Lao Tzu said, it does not matter who rips off your ideas. It only matters that your ideas are being talked about. On that fine note, and you hard focused on Obama trying to destroy America from within, not only with diseases and epidemics that were wiped out, no, not only that, but dumping third world people into first world conservative communities in order to destroy them forever. You heard me. I'll stand by those words. Good night, and God pray for America, because we need more than blessing. We need a miracle from God himself to save us from the enemy within.
Savage.